Thank you, Jacqueline.
Signals Thursday, 10 p.m., and time for So What's Your Story? The only program originating in Houston devoted entirely to storytelling, right here on listener-sponsored 90.1 KPFT Houston. I'm your host, Greg Audell. I'm proud to serve on the board of Writers in the Schools, where we help kids tell their own stories. Along with Dr. Hank Robichek and Warren Holloman, we're proud to bring you this show each and every week. As always, when you and I get together, I urge you to have a special treat while you listen, because it is story time, my friends. In the studio, we're enjoying milk and cookies with our master of the control room and our favorite combat veteran, Jacob Reiner, who's tasked with making us sound very clear to you. How's this week treated you, Jake?
It's treated me very well. It started off on Sunday with my graduation.
Wow, wow. We thought it would never happen. Yes. I mean, this has been a really tough 12 or 13 years in school for you, hasn't it?
Yes.
No, in all seriousness, congratulations. You've worked hard for this. You've earned it. And you've kept us sounding good on the air. And I appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you.
You know, I wouldn't be sitting in this studio if it weren't for Dr. Hank and our special guest, former engineer Shannon McKerchie. She discovered me at the Moth and invited me to be a guest with Dr. Hank, and soon thereafter, I was invited to be a co-host. I will always be filled with gratitude for that, Shannon and Dr. Hank. Though she's moved on to become a regular voice on the station, she's generously agreed to come help us out with a fun drive tonight. Shannon has that rare ability to make fun drives, well, a whole lot of fun. Welcome back to Show What's Your Story, Shannon.
Thanks, Greg. Great to be back on the show with you. And let me take this opportunity to say that you've been doing such a fantastic job hosting the show. You are a natural, let me tell you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a blast. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, it's great to be here with you. And I'm happy to be out here in Pledge Central waiting to hear from you. So please call 713-526-5738.
I'm not sure if there's a problem with the audio, but I wasn't able to hear any phones ringing, Shannon.
I'm waiting by the phone.
So I'd really appreciate it. And if those of you in the audience can help us with this, we'd really like to hear phones ringing all throughout the show, because this is the final show of our fun drive.
We need to go out with a splash.
We do. And I am proud to say we have a number of people to thank for chipping in and showing their support for our program, who brings you the best storytellers around town each and every week. Our guests come from every walk of life and take us on grand adventures. Some share very personal experiences, and sometimes they share a great piece of fiction with us. But no matter how strong the content, we must earn our place at KPFT. And that's done by showing that we have a community who wants us to stay on the dial and who are willing to make that contribution to help us. And I'd like to thank J.J. Simmons, Mike Dressman, Phil Fisher, K. Moon Winters, and Lloyd Matzer for supporting this program. And my hope is in the next 26 minutes, we'll have another group of names to thank on the air. And if you've been thinking about whether or not to support what we do, please go to the phone right now. And Shannon, what is that phone number they need to call?
713-526-5738. And for your special pledge of $200, we would love to offer you some special thank you gifts. Choose between four fantastic options. We are offering a one-year membership to the Houston Storytellers Guild. You can have coffee with a host of your choice on him, have a unique opportunity of co-hosting with one of the team, or have your very own copy of Dr. Hank's book, So What's Your Story? Discovering the Story in You. Choose one of those great gifts for your $200 pledge and call 713-526-5738 right now to support the only live storytelling radio show in Houston.
Thank you, Shannon. We tell stories not simply to entertain, but to open new worlds. That's why I so admire those who not only share their stories with us, but who also dedicate themselves to helping young people tell their own stories, as my guest does tonight. One of Houston's brightest rising stars is Outspoken Bean. He is a performance poet, a writer, a mentor, an entertainer, an educator, and a wonderful storyteller. I'm exhausted just reading all of this. I don't know how he has the time to do it all and do it all so well, but I can tell you that he does. He travels the country telling stories and performing his original works while inspiring young and older creative minds. He's a military brat who calls San Antonio home, but he's woven himself into the fabric of Houston and is now simply one of us. Since high school, Bean's been producing and performing continuously. He is a Texas Poet Laureate nominee, ranked 9th in the Individual World Poetry Slam 2013, and is ranked 11th at the National Poetry Slam in 2014. In his senior year at Prairie View A&M, Bean founded and coached the university's first slam poetry team. And he also serves as a project under Writers in the School's Wits Performance Program, where professional performance and slam poets encourage self-expression and literacy among Houston's youth through creative writing and performance. I am so proud to have him on this program. I mean, I've been looking forward to hearing one of your great stories. So welcome to So What's Your Story, Outspoken Bean.
Hey, man, what's going on? How are you?
I am great. I've really been looking. Yeah. You know, and I got to say, Bean and I know each other. Yeah. He works with Wits and I'm on the board. But it's because I know him and have seen him so many times that mm-hmm. I've been eager to find a time when I could share him with the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
When did the importance of storytelling reveal itself to you? Did you always know you were a storyteller and a performer, or did that come with time?
I would say it came with time. My mom always had me performing in front of people, whether I wanted to or not. it wasn't much choice on my end, but I was always performing in front of people. And then it came to, it came into me getting into hip hop and just like, you know, being in front of an audience, even though. So it came through time, though. It wasn't something that I jumped at.
Well, I'll tell you what, friends. While you're enjoying your snacks and while you're reaching for the phone to call Pledge Central, let's relax and let's listen to Bean's story about how a regular guy became an outspoken bean.
Oh, yeah. So, first off, my last name is Bean. It's always been Bean since I was born. I've had that name, I've had that name longer, than my first name. And so Bean was always a name that I was called growing up when I played sports, it was a name that, I've always have been called. Had other nicknames, but Bean was the one that stuck. I mean, a lot of people I knew at the time when I was younger didn't even know I had a first name, essentially, or they thought that was my first name. So Bean was always there. My brother, my oldest brother, he used to rap. And me not being from New Orleans, all my siblings, all my family is from New Orleans. But when we moved back to the States, my parents made it a point for us to go to New Orleans a lot, right? That 8-hour drive, always go to New Orleans, and my hair would be woolly, and my brother, he cut hair. And I remember when I was younger, him being the first person I ever saw in person, freestyling, rapping off the top of the head, no words, no preparation. He was the first person I saw do that, that wasn't on TV, that wasn't famous. And because he was my blood, it was like, okay, I can do this too. And so I kind of started being a closet writer at that time. But it was lyrics. It was all hip hop. Well, years go by, and he's about 15 years older than me. Years go by, and I get into poetry. I kind of abandon hip hop, and I get into poetry, and I'm going by just the name Outspoken. I felt I needed a stage name, so I was just going by Outspoken, even though people were calling me Bean still. But when I would perform, it would be under Outspoken. And Katrina happened. My brother moved to Atlanta. And when he moved to Atlanta, him and I actually became closer. We became closer than we ever had been. And I was interested in starting a slam team at Prairie View. Didn't know how to do it. And I was just kind of talking to my brother about it. His name is Rogers. I was talking to Rogers about it. And he was like, man, you can do this. And so he really became a person of like, really just like supporting me and building me up. And he started building me up about it and letting me know how Poetry Slam, like how Poetry Slam could change my life and change this and me and stuff like that, even though he knew nothing about it. Even though he didn't know anything about it, he acted like he did. I would read him a poem and he was like, oh man, that's whack, you could do better. He was really pushing me. And then I wind up starting the team at Prairie View, and he's still pushing me. And he was kind of like a rock for me. February 21st. My brother, wind up passing away. He was murdered in Atlanta, and I found out about it a few days before we went to our regional here at U of H, actually. This was in 2008. And it was right before we were about to head to regionals. And he and my dad called me. It was a Thursday when he called me. My dad called me and he asked me if I'm sitting down. Caught me off guard. And so he asked, he goes and breaks the news to me. And it was just really hard for me to really understand it. And it was kind of a time when we were talking, but it was kind of like pass and go, touch and go type of thing. I found out he passed. And so we went to competition. So that was on Thursday. Competition started that Friday. So on the 22nd, Prairie View A&M winds up winning the regional, and it was a hard competition. Like TSU was in it, U of H was in it, Sam Houston, they were in it definitely, so we wind up winning. And at that moment, I was like, you know, Emmanuel Lee Bean today, I really don't like stage names, but honestly, I'm not going to get rid of it because it's something of like paying homage to my brother. Him and I have the same last name. And so it's, you're not really saying Outspoken Bean. What you're really saying is Outspoken Rogers Lee Bean Jr. You're just not saying the rest of it. And so it was really just paying homage to him. And that's how I came up with my name.
Wow. I mean, I've got goosebumps because I've known Bean for a couple of years now, and I never knew this story.
yeah.
And I sort of, I intentionally.
It was kind of choppy. I'm sorry. But, no. You know, I started thinking about it.
It was real. It was real. And, you know, whenever I say your name from now on, I promise you I'm going to be thinking of your brother.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
And I mean that. Well, what do you want the audience to take from this story?
Man, call people. And
amen.
Yeah, call people. And you know what, man?
You never know when you're going to lose the one you love.
You don't, man. And like, I feel that it's just something that my family, we're not really good at it. We're not, it's something that we're just not good at it. And my mom does make like massive efforts, but my dad's side of the family, we do, we talk, but we're just not really good at it. And no love lost to any of my family. We all need to be better at it. We all need to be better. My niece's birthday is on the 24th of this month, and I'm like, all right, I gotta call her. I have to call my other one whose birthday was on the 16th, and I just forgot. So we just gotta do better. Call these people your loved ones. Yeah,
you do. Nobody's immortal. I've learned that recently. You know, we like to think we are. We don't like to think that we're gonna lose the people we love. But
I don't think it's an immortal thing in my mind. It's more on the lines of like, well, it won't be today.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Well, this is Greg Audell with Jacob Reiner in the control room and Shannon McKerchie at Pledge Central. We're visiting with Houston's Outspoken Bean on So What's Your Story on KPFT 90.1 FM, Houston, 89.5 in Galveston, and 90.3 in Livingston. Shannon, we're going to go back to you for a minute, and I was wondering, you've been a part of this program for a long time. You know, what does storytelling mean to you, and what does this program mean to you on the landscape of KPFT?
Well, it's something truly, truly special because it meets creativity with, you know, just telling some piece of yourself. It's exposing, but you get to know somebody a little bit in a different way than anything else, you know?
In just a few minutes, it's interesting.
Oh, it's fascinating. You get a glimpse into their lives, you know? It's deeper than an interview, but it brings in those creative elements of, well, of poetry and short stories that I was trained in for creative writing. So it's a beautiful blend that what you can do with radio with it, oh my gosh, it just brings it to life.
Now tell me, do we have any phone calls?
Not yet. It's been so quiet out here.
Oh, please, guys, don't embarrass me. Because if Hank blows me out of the water, I am never going to hear the end of it. And you know, he comes across as a nice guy, but he's tough when it comes to competition, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, you know, we still have, I would like to reiterate about our fantastic thank you gifts. At the $200 donation, we can get you some really cool goodies.
And I forgot, what was that phone number that people need to call?
713-526-5738. That's how you'll reach us and how you will help support independent media and just Pacifica Radio.
All right. Jacob, will you tell us about our proud sponsor, the one and only Houston Storytellers Guild?
Well, of course. The Guild meets the fourth Tuesday of the month from 7 to 8:30 at the Printing Museum.
Listen to that. That's beautiful.
And the Printing Museum is located at 1324 West Clay. For lots more details, go to www.houstonstorytellers.org. And be sure to visit us on our So What's Your Story Facebook to get the scoop on our fabulous guests and events in Houston storytelling. But make sure you like us on your way out.
Please like us. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome.
Next week, Warren Holloman will be sitting in this very chair as he welcomes a truly inspiring guest who is laying the foundation. Give homeless youth a safe place to stay while helping them figure out some of the solutions to the problems they're going through. Therapist Gaetan Pauls will share stories about her soon-to-be-form Pink Giraffe, a Montrose resident for homeless adolescents. I'm telling you, the need is very, very real, my friends. And I think, you know, I remember what Mr. Rogers said, that to him, a hero is anyone that does anything for a child. You know, as with most people, I used to fear public speaking, but now I thoroughly enjoy it. Making that decision to step out on stage for the first time was one of the best decisions I ever made. Bean, did you ever deal with stage fright, or how do you deal with your students who have something to say but have to overcome that?
Well, yes, I do. I still get nervous, man. I still get nervous when I really don't want that nervousness to go away because it shows I care, you know, it shows that I care about it. And the times when I was like, oh, I got this, were the times where I didn't have it. So, and so with my students, what's the question about my students? I'm
sorry. Well, just what do you tell them when they're dealing with stage fright?
And... Oh, I tell them that. I tell them, like, you know, like that fright is like that fight is good. It's energy right. to be channeled, right? It's energy to use to your advantage. It's energy that can definitely help propel your performance to the next level. And so, you know, that's a part of it. And then honestly, if some like are truly like, you know, not willing to do it, then, you know, it's baby steps that you have to take.
Well, and let me say that to our audience. If you're afraid of public speaking, you know, I really urge you to do it, because I had a terrible case of stage fright long past college. But slowly but surely, I started speaking different places, and the reception was good. I was like, oh, these people are on my side. They don't want me to fail.
Yeah, honestly, unless you're doing comedy, like, the audience doesn't want you to fail. They want you, they're there for you. And you know, it's really in your head of what you think they're thinking, you know?
And let me also just throw in that I don't know if we mentioned, if you're donating online at kpft.org, because this is a fundraising show, please indicate the form of payment and then scroll down to So What's Your Story as your favorite program on KPFT, because we need that. We need the station to know that, yes, we have an audience, and we have an audience that wants us to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got to share with you that I was deeply touched and, frankly, very surprised last week when I was sitting at home exceedingly sad when Dr. Hank shared with you, our friends, our audience, the news of the passing of my very best friend, my 17-year-old Jack Russell Mix, Kirby. He was a vital member of my family, and I thought I'd share with you the improbable story of how Kirby and I came together. Mm-hmm. I told this story at the local Moth Story Slam, and it's being considered for the national program. It was a series of improbable events, really. I was living in Austin very happily, you know, helping my sister with my two amazing nieces, who I think were in junior high at the time, maybe even a little bit younger. And I was loving life in Austin, and a dear friend of mine was running for office in Beaumont, Texas, which is quite different from Austin, Texas, and called me to see if I would consider coming to work for him. And instead of saying no, I started saying ridiculous terms that I knew would force him to say no to me. So I set a salary I didn't think he'd agree to, and he did. I said I had to have a full-time intern. He said, no problem. I said, well, if we win the election, can you help me figure out how to buy a car? I'd never had a new car. He said, done. So I felt like I had no choice, and I moved from Austin to Beaumont. And one day I called the local college, and I asked the political science department, you know, if they would make an announcement that we were looking for an intern. And because a professor I've never known his name read that announcement, a lot of lives changed, because I got the finest intern and assistant and friend I could have hoped to have, and a young man named Tim McDaniel, who continues to work with me on projects to this day, I'm proud to say. And after the election, he was moving to Austin to go to UT, and, you know, we talked about being roommates, and we thought, hey, that's a good idea. And Tim is known for his spontaneity, which has brought many great adventures into our life. But one of the ones that didn't make any sense at all for a house full of, you know, guys, was he decided one day to get a dog. And I told him, I was like, we do not need a dog in this house. If you get a dog, I have nothing to do with it. It is your responsibility, not mine. He said, I'm getting a dog. All right. And a few months before that, we'd been living in our house about 6 weeks when we looked out. We were at the bottom of a hill, and I saw my brand new car that my friend had helped me buy floating down the street. I'd had the new car for 6 weeks. That's the entire time in my life I've had a new car. But the insurance adjuster was actually a fantastic guy, and that's not generally what insurance adjusters are known for, but we hit it off. I liked him. He liked me. We worked together for months to get this car repaired. Didn't talk to him again. So when Tim decided to get the dog, he called an animal rescue group, and they had to come interview us. And they wanted to know if we were, you know, a proper home for a dog. We absolutely were not a proper home for a dog. But when the rescue group got there, who was it but the insurance adjuster? And he knew me, I knew him, and so
amazingly, we passed the suitability test. I saw this dog come in. I said, man, he's yours. And around that time, I was getting sick with rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease, but we didn't know what it was yet. And I spent every day sick on the couch. And this amazing little dog took it upon himself to nurse me back to health. And for the last 17 years, Kirby has been nursing me back to health. He has been my best friend. He's known around Houston and through the Facebook community because I always had him with me. And we lost him last Tuesday. And the decision I always dreaded, whether or not to have him put to sleep, tortured me. But I finally realized it was time. I prayed on the decision. I prayed on the time to go to the vet. It was the hardest thing I ever did. We went to the vet. I held him, told him how much I loved him, and I gave him to the vet assistant, and he passed away all on his own. And that was the final kindness that he spared me the decision of what to do, and Kirby went on his own. Wow, I am proud of myself for staying composed during that story. Let me take a little break here. And Shannon, can you tell us what's going on at Pledge Central? Are people calling 713-523-KPFT?
They are. Actually, we have a call from Nicholas. So thank you, Nicholas, for helping us get a little further along our way to our goal. But we need to hear from you. You know, a $200 donation will give you some really cool gifts, thank you gifts, that we're offering a one-year membership to the Houston Storytellers Guild, the chance to have coffee with a host of your choice, and he promises to pay the tab as well, the rare opportunity to co-host with one of the team, or claim your own copy of Dr. Hank's book, So What's Your Story? Discovering the Story Within You.
I love coffee, and I love good company, so please call so I can take you to coffee.
Yes. So choose one of these thank you gifts for a $200 pledge, and don't let this opportunity pass you by. We're happy to give you one of these thank you gifts for your $200 donation to your favorite live radio show right here from Houston. Now is the time to call 713-526-5738 or pledge online to kpft.org so the So What's Your Story crew can keep bringing you the stories you love.
Thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome.
Now, Bean, one thing I have learned from Dr. Hank is that every storyteller that we've come across has a storyteller in their family. Was there a storyteller in your family? And if so, who was it?
So both of my parents, my mom is really funny. She has a lot of stories. However, I do remember my dad, even though he gives off an energy that he's not really like wants to be bothered with people. He's an amazing storyteller.
Wow. So you had it coming at you from both sides.
Yeah. Well, my mom likes to tell stuff that happened during the day type of thing. So she did it all the time type of thing, especially.
But that's really how that's what I've learned about the beauty of storytelling is that has how we've been conveying information for thousands of years.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we talk about what's happening long before there was a written word. We were telling stories.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, as far as when it comes to like putting it all in there, my dad is big on it.
In honor of the coolest guy I have ever known, Kirby the Wonder Dog, we're going to close the show tonight with My Best Friend by Heidi Wingzinger. I hope you feel all the love our audience is feeling for you, Kirby, on your great journey. Scooter is next with The Inner Side to complete the backside of this Power Hour on KPFT. Make 90.1 a part of every day. And while you're driving home, turning in for the night, or just chilling out, join us right here every Thursday at 10 p.m. for So What's Your Story? And ease yourself into the weekend right. Keep loving a great story, and we'll keep bringing them to you. Remember, everyone has a story, and everyone has struggles. And as Bean said tonight, please reach out to your friends, your family, because all relationships are temporary, my friends. So whenever the opportunity to do so presents itself, be good to each other. I'm Greg Audell, reminding you that as Dr. Hank reminds us each week, it is never too late to live happily ever after.
One more pledge. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Room for two more phone calls. We're halfway to goal.
All right. You can still keep calling. You can still keep calling. Thank you, my friends. Have a good week. La, 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 la. When I see you, my problems seem to slip away. You never fail to warm my nights and brighten away. You never